Maybe we can open first the floor for questions from our live audience. Any questions, Carl? Perlin? Yes, go ahead.
I just want to ask the residential launches, or residential and office for sale launches as of the 9 months period, what was the value? If it's available now?
About 70 billion.
70 billion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kenneth, you. What are your plans for Hotel Intercontinental?
Mr. UD, you know, as we had indicated in our announcement when we about a couple of weeks ago, that particular block will be redeveloped into a mixed-use development of retail, office, hotel with a major intermodal transport terminal, where you'll have buses. FX, AUVs, taxis, linked with the MRT3.
Yes, Jeanette.
I just have a follow-up question on the launches. Given that you've launched 70 billion, are you expecting to equate the 87 billion launch last year, or should we expect launches to be lower this year, and what's the outlook for launches for 2016? Second question is on OF sales. How does your 20 billion compare to same period last year? Thanks.
In terms of the launches this year, no, so I think as we had indicated, we were basically targeting, you know, about 100 billion or so. No? So we're basically looking at our inventory. There's still going to be a few more launches this year, but hopefully get to fairly similar levels, no, in terms of product launches for 2015. Now for 2016, I guess we'll have to take a look at the demand. We continue our planning so that we will basically launch more than 100 billion next year, but whether we launch or not will be dependent on the demand that we see as we move into 2016.
On OF sales, it's about the same in terms of absolute amount compared to last year. So, yeah, that's where it is.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead, Joanne.
About 18 months worth of inventory.
Ron.
Just a follow-up question with regards to the project launches for next year. Would it be more for, I think my question is, would the project launches be more for Alveo, given that I think for the past couple of quarters we've seen Alveo becoming more significant as compared to Premier, or would it be a combination? And then a second question would be for your land bank, are you going to actively acquire for the coming years, given that if you look at your CAPEX this year, I think a big portion also is through your land banking?
In terms of launches, for the most part, what we would expect is Ayalan Premier, Alveo, and Avida would continue to dominate in terms of the launches that we will have. I mean, this year, as you mentioned, Alveo came in stronger, and that's because we see, at least for the year, quite a good take-up for Alveo-type products. No? Now, moving to next year, we will have to see on which segment is stronger, no? And we're basically planning flat out in all the different segments to ensure that we will have inventory depending on what we see out there in the market, no? In terms of land acquisition, we continue to look at land acquisition in key areas. Our strategy has always been, asset light. So we continue to evaluate, but it's probably going to be more in line in joint ventures or installment sales rather than outright cash payments.
Any more questions? Okay, maybe we can open the floor for questions from our callers.
For the phone participants, if you'd like to ask a question, it's star one on your telephone. No questions on the line at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess that ends our presentation for this afternoon. We'd like to thank everyone who attended. Snacks will be available downstairs at Torch Restaurant, so please do feel free to go around and explore Circuit Makati. Thank you.